In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that he's going to send us the Holy Spirit who will testify to him, and then says that we also have to testify. And it's interesting what he then follows that up with. He said, I've told you this so that you may not fall away. Like, wait a minute, I thought we were supposed to testify. Precisely. It's not just testifying with our words, it's testifying with our actions, with our lives. We're living in a situation today where people are falling away left and right. We're living in a situation today where the persecution is coming from within. There is plenty from the outside too, there always has been, but at this point it's coming from within. And people are confused, people are frustrated, and people are walking away. Precisely the point that our Lord made. I am telling you this so that you do not fall away. And what are people doing? They're falling away. He said, I told you this so that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told you. Have we remembered? No. We just keep taking our focus off of Jesus and we put it onto everything else, and then we go and do our own thing. It doesn't work. You can look throughout history and you're going to find person after person who has done the same foolish thing. It doesn't work. You can run away from all the persecution that you want. But what good is that going to do? We're going to stand in front of the Lord one day, and what's he going to say? You ran away? You were embarrassed of me? You refused to hang in there? We need to make sure that we are focused on Jesus. He says, they will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think they're offering worship to God. We're not quite at that point yet, but we're certainly at the point where they're talking about expelling people. We even have the Pope calling people names. Anybody who wants to follow the traditions of the church is suddenly this extremist and radical, and he's got all kinds of names that he keeps throwing out at people. So this is coming from the highest places in the church. What do we expect from anything below that? So the question is, what's our response? Number one, it needs to be charity. Plain and simple, it needs to be charity. Anger and vitriol and all the nonsense isn't going to do any good. We don't see that in our Lord. We see him accepting with peace, and we see him acting in charity in the midst of his passion, even from the cross. That's the pattern. We must keep our focus on Jesus. If we start looking around at all the things that are going on in the church and in the world, we're going to run. We're going to collapse on our own selves. What good is that going to do? We also have to be very clear. When our Lord tells us this, we've got this goofy idea that somehow as long as we believe in Jesus and as long as we're being faithful to him, he won't let anything bad happen. Ask the apostles about that. Oh, their lives were just so easy after the resurrection, weren't they? Yeah, they were all killed except for St. John. They tried a couple of times to kill him and it didn't work, so they finally threw him out on the island of Patmos. Yeah, the apostles taught us that there you won't have any problems. Just believe in Jesus. You're going to be rich. You're going to be popular. You're going to have the most wonderful, easy life that there ever has been. Show me anywhere in the Bible, in the New Testament, where it even hints at that. But that's a whole lot easier to believe in than the hour is coming when everyone kills you, thinks that they're offering worship to God. Oh yeah, the Son of God told us that, didn't he? Yeah, we don't like to listen to those things. We want to hear all the niceties. And there are plenty of those. But there's a balance, because it's not all wonderful. God is going to test us, and he's going to allow us to be tested. And we are in a time where that is about to happen. So we need to prepare. We need to learn to keep our focus on the Lord. And he has given us the Holy Spirit to do that. So we have to make sure our prayer is in good order. We have to make sure that our focus is where it belongs. We have to make sure that the reason for what we do is correct. It is the Lord. So we need to look at ourselves very, very seriously. And God bless you for coming to daily Mass. But now let me challenge you and say, okay, we come to daily Mass. What do the other 23 and a half hours look like? Are we really living our lives for the Lord 24 hours a day? Is our focus on Him? Or do we walk away from Mass and then live worldly lives and forget about Him? Well, maybe we've got a chunk of prayer here or there during the day, but otherwise it's just about me and it's about all my stuff and it's about whatever. That's the piece we need to learn very quickly. To be able to say, I need to keep my focus on Jesus. The Holy Spirit is given to us specifically for that reason. So pray to the Lord, pray to the Holy Spirit and ask Him for that grace. To keep the focus on Jesus, so that no matter what happens, we can stay at peace. No matter what happens, we can still act in charity. No matter what happens, we will never take our focus off the Lord, because He told us that He is mentioning it so that when the hour comes, we will remember that He told us these things. So don't be surprised by them. Don't be angry about them. That's not going to help. He told us it's going to happen. And it is beginning. Praise God. But now look at what our response is. That's what is most important right now. Keep the focus on Jesus.